9 minutes past eight and Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in the papers.
Thanks, Audrey. Water is a theme running through the papers this morning and providing us with a couple of new phrases. The Irish Times and Belfast Telegraph front pages both show the same photo by Declan Rowan of a torrent of floodwater running down a steep street in Newcastle, County Down yesterday. The Times says this followed severe rain and surface water runoff from the Moran Mountains. And wetter and stormier winters could be more typical for Ireland, according to meteorologists quoted in The Independent. They say that the El Niño phenomenon could create what's called a climate whiplash. Water quality is featured in other papers. The Mail reports that the government is going to, as its headline says, splash out millions on water quality initiatives next year. While Mick Clifford in The Examiner has a long piece on the difficulty of policing water polluters, focusing on the role of Inland Fisheries Ireland and the law. The article has a large photo of a dead fish on a riverbank near Mallow and the headline which reads, "If you pollute a river, the average fines are between €1,500 and €5,000. The penalty does not fit the crime." Back to the north, and the Irish News has a piece on the decline of Loch Ney due to pollution. The headline there, "Ecocide." Returning to the front pages, the Examiner carries a report that the recruitment of new Gardaí is not going well. The paper says the government is set to miss its target yet again this year by just over 370 Gardaí. It quotes Sinn Féin saying that Ireland is under-policed and relying on overtime, which isn't sustainable. The Herald front page reports that there's a surge in mothers using crack cocaine in parts of Dublin. Community workers say it's harder to support mothers in recovery because they find it difficult to organise childcare. The front page of the Times tells us that from this week, Gardaí will be able to fine drivers for licence plates that are difficult to read. Road safety campaigners have pointed out that the 2023 Road Safety Act prohibited grey licence plates and others that can't be read by speed cameras. The Gardaí weren't able to enforce the act because they needed to update their IT system. 2.5 years later, the system is now updated and the provisions of the act will be implemented. And still on technology and driving, the Irish News says that authorities in the north are saying that some road accidents are due to drivers looking at sat-navs as opposed to reading the road ahead. The paper quotes the AA advice, "You're driving, not the sat-nav," and goes on to say, if you do use sat-nav, it's better to listen to its spoken instructions rather than look at it. A landlord peering is part of the headline over a report in the Irish Times. It says that a Residential Tenancies Board tribunal has found in favour of a tenant who complained that her landlord had peered in her window at night. The tribunal found that the incident intruded into the tenant's quiet enjoyment of the dwelling and awarded her €2,000. Several papers report, with photos, on the weekend protests in the US against Donald Trump, the No Kings protest. The Star reports, with photos, on Donald Trump's reaction to the protests. Apparently, he posted an AI-generated video which shows him as a king in a fighter jet flying over the protesters and dumping sewage on them. And there are pumpkins everywhere in the papers this morning, but none to match the one pictured in the Irish Daily Mirror. It was grown by a teacher in Cork. He put a seed in a pot in his kitchen window in April, and it's now grown to 120 kilos. It needs 5 men to lift it, and the skin is so thick it would need a chainsaw to carve it. The teacher is putting the pumpkin on display in his school, the North Mon, where it's been given the appropriate name, the North Monster.